We all have our own special talents, and during this pandemic, many of us thought that those skills might lie in taking on home repairs and do-it-yourself projects. But some of our listeners have figured out that DIY may not be for them.
My name is Megan Glasscock. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and here is my mother.
I'm the mother. I'm Cheryl.
And we have a very, very exciting installation of a bidet story we have for you.
Hello. My name is Kenneth McKinney, and I live in Morrisville, near Raleigh. I noticed that the retaining wall between my and my neighbor's townhomes was sagging in the center.
This is Vicki Novikoff-Barnhart in Galveston, Texas. My built-in microwave beeped nonstop, morning, noon, and night, really loudly for 6 weeks.
So I decided to save on toilet paper that I was going to be the good daughter and get bidets for both of our bathrooms.
And mind you, Megan knows nothing about plumbing.
I took some time to remove all of the stones, to level the ground with paver, rock, and sand, and then put everything back straight.
Anyway, somebody suggested that I turn off the breaker. But the breaker box is this big old thing mounted outside on the brick. It's way up high and you have to take the whole back of it off. It was a big hazard to even do that. Then this other friend of mine told me I should hit it with a hammer. And I said, I could get electrocuted if I hit it with a hammer and I wanted to just get a gun and shoot it. But I didn't have a gun.
So basically, the bathroom was taking on water. I was playing Bucket Brigade, and my mother rushes to shut off the water to the house.
And I get out in the yard, and it's dark.
It's 8 o'clock at night.
I can't find the valve. I have the tool to use to turn it off, but I can't remember how to do it. So I reach down with my hand, and I start turning this wheel. And all of a sudden, all this water bubbles up out of the ground.
My neighbor expressed excessive anxiety that we should have had a professional do it, that we should have had a permit, and was concerned about the safety warnings on the bags of stone and sand.
And finally, the guy came after 6 weeks and replaced it. And he said, I'll just put this old one out on the curb and somebody will pick it up, I promise you.
Come back in, the water's still running, so I get on the phone to turn the water off, and there's no answer. I go back out in the yard, and by then, the yard is flooded.
During the next weekend, she completely reversed my work, taking away all the stones, taking all the sand and the gravel out, and then putting it all back with a sag in the middle. She returned all of the paving gravel and sand to my porch in Ziploc bags.
So I sit down and I have a thought that if I disconnect one of the hoses that's in there and just connect it back to the toilet, it will stop leaking.
And it does.
Well, a light bulb. So I went in there, I disconnected one hose, I connected it right back to the tank where it's supposed to go, and no leaks.
Oh, and the next day we did get the bidet installed.
And then, 2 days later, I was outside and I swear I heard that noise and then I knew it was my microwave and it was at a neighbor's house. And then a full day later, I was out there and it was still on. It was still beeping. And just yesterday, somebody posted about 10 blocks from here, they posted, does anybody hear that beeping? Do you know what it is?
That was do-it-yourselfers Vicki Novikoff-Barnhart, Megan and Cheryl Glasscock, and Kenneth McNay.